Our next guest, John Sally, the ever-important question, Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, okay. What do you think he's going to say?
Oh, he's going to say LeBron all day long.
No way he is going to say Jordan. Well, he played with Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's an unfair comparison, and I think that's
LeBron.
What he'll say to them all. Because LeBron, it's a different era, different people, different...
It is a different era, it's different people, but here's the way that I judge it, is I judge it the difference between the playing field in Jordan to the playing field in LeBron.
Right.
Jordan was so much better than everyone else.
But then they all learned from Jordan, and then more people came... They started getting better.
Absolutely play at a higher level now. There are better players now, absolutely, but there are none better than Jordan. Jordan was so much higher than everybody else that it was just amazing.
Plus, I'm going to tell you, I don't really know a whole lot about basketball, but I enjoy watching it. You could sit there and watch hours of Jordan highlights, and mm-hmm. LeBron's a good team player, and he's good at making his team win, but it's not as fancy and as fun as it is watching Michael Jordan play.
Yeah.
That's watching a god play.
Yeah.
I like to bust your balls, but the truth is Michael Jordan.
Oh, I know. I know. Same with the Arnold Palmer thing.
Oh, here's the thing.
Really?
The Arnold Palmer is a great drink, and the LeBron will not be famous.
Yeah.
However, there is a potential, because the Arnold Palmer is just a mixture of two drinks.
Right.
There is a potential for somebody to come along and wipe the Arnold Palmer out if you can come up with a good combination. Like whoever mixed orange juice and grapefruit juice or something, that guy.
Listen, there's people who mix stuff before, but Arnold Palmer is the best. There are people who have worn makeup before. Kiss is the band. And when you see a band and they're wearing makeup, you go, oh, you're not Kiss.
Do you get a residual every time someone mixes iced tea and a lemonade?
Do I or does Arnold?
No, does Arnold.
I do. I do.
Like, does he make...
Well, he does have signatures. They have the different ones. I don't know whether it's Arizona has or whoever has it, but
is he credited with that? Like, do they?
He's credited. Yeah, he doesn't make any money. Like, if Sally at home mixes iced tea and lemonade, it's not like he knocks on her door and is like, "Yeah, that's 5 cents."
He should. Speaking of Sally, this next gentleman,
Sally,
was a basketball player in the NBA, but then he went on to be a great broadcaster in one of the best sports shows for non-sports guys. The Best Damn Sports Show.
Yeah, it was great.
Which was him and Tom Arnold and John Kruk, and they had a revolving door of guys who came in there. But they were guys who could talk sports and talk crap and talk about pop culture, and it certainly brought a lot more than the hardcore.
And talk about you.
Yeah, and talk about me, that's
Randy
true.
Randy Moss.
Talk about then the hardcore sports nerd, I enjoy it. I particularly now like to watch a show with Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock, which I don't even know the name of it, but I like to hear those guys. It's kind of like an around the horn kind of thing, but I like guys who are not necessarily sports nerds talking sports.
Right.
John Sally now, I don't even know. I gotta check this. He is promoting a vegan vine wines, which I don't know if he owns it or what, but we'll find out as we welcome John Sally back to the program. John Sally, how are you, sir?
Mike, what's happening?
Man, it's great. We haven't had John Sally on the show in a long time, and so it's good to hear from you. Well, I was just explaining how Best Damn Sports Show was the best show for people who weren't sports nerds. Like, I like sports, but I don't know stats, and I can't argue every point. But I love watching, like, regular guys and athletes mix it up.
And this is the deal. So I'm going to get this out, and then I'm going to do it again at the end. You can go to badboysally.com. And you will see almost the same thing. I got this new game in called United Games. I'm playing against Ray Lewis. But we literally are engaged. Since I can't play anymore and I scream at the TV and I call guys all kind of names, I now have figured out a way to play along. So just check it out, badboysally.com.
And what is it that you're playing?
Well, I'm playing every game. Like, you'll see, I might play a football game, like last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, I played the game as it was going. You play as the game is playing. So it's not like fantasy where I got to predict. I'm not a predictor.
Right.
I look at a play and say, yeah, I think he's going to do this right now. And, I bet of course. But when I was on the Best Damn Sports Show, the reason I liked it is it's like every athlete that you wind up seeing. A lot of people just want athletes just to do their sport, and then go back in their cage, very much like Gladiator.
Yeah.
But when you had the Best Damn Sports Show, you can ask the silly, crazy question. You can see the personality of the player, or lack of. And you can see which ones are ready, going to be on television. You saw how great Michael Strahan was hosting for 6 months on the for a whole 6 months on the Best Damn Sports Show.
Yeah,
I mean, just the start of it, the transition, to see the personalities, the stories. I just think that's a better thing, and to have fun with it, because everybody takes it as if. I mean, in Colombia, I heard if you lose a soccer game, you might wind up dead.
Yeah, oh yeah, they'll kill you.
Oh yeah,
but it's too serious. But the Best Damn Sports Show was the fun part of sports, the part that happens in the locker room. Or at the bar, or in the car as you're racing away from police officers.
Nobody's been able to duplicate it, though. Ever since that original group left and the show kind of teetered off, nobody's been able to come up with another show that captured what you guys had.
And they won't let us either. I mean, I've been over to certain places, God willing, ESPN, you know, the closest they got was Sports Nation, and I liked it with Marcellus Wiley and I dug it. I just don't think that anybody wants to put the time in we put. I mean, it was so many moving parts that people are just lazy and don't really know how to produce television like the producers are the Best Damn Sports Show.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as somebody who is one time a topic of your conversation on that show, and not all of it was very complimentary in my direction,
right.
I still enjoyed the show. I had a run-in with Randy Moss one time. And you guys played the audio.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, it was pretty good. It was like by design on my part. I was just trying to bust his balls, and I ended up getting exactly what I wanted out of it. Tons of national press. But it was great. But I'm still going to fight.
Hey, look who's the host. Look who's
right.
the host.
Right.
Uh-huh. Randy, where's Randy now?
$12
million a year.
Not John Kruk, though, I'm still going to punch him in his one nut when I see him because all the stuff he said that day. John Kruk said, these bunch of reporters, like this guy, Cowhead, if I'd like to get him alone in a client, I went, listen, you tiny little fat one-nut dwarf son of a bitch. I harbor that anger 10 years later. He'll probably kill me, but I'm still.
That boy from West Virginia, along with Randy Moss,
yeah.
I think when they're born, they give him like mercury. Tons of it. Just to see if they can make it out the first week.
What the hell is that?
My daughter's going. My daughter's afraid of spiders.
Oh. Ironic.
Yeah.
I've never heard that noise either. But it did something.
Hey, you know what? That really must really suck for you. I'm always the guy that they call when there's a spider. I always got to get a shoe and go crush it. You just reach up and you could probably hit it at all levels.
But my nickname is Spider. I don't believe you should kill him.
That's
you see
right.
a lot of spiders, you don't see any roaches. So my cat who's grown up being around some roaches, I invite the spiders. Matter of fact, I will leave you some food.
Yeah, I can relate to that. This is John Sally who's joining us. You know, John is a great basketball player, but also a great personality. What would you say about Colin Kaepernick in this whole deal if you guys were doing the show now?
Oh, man, I'd be like, man, I wish I would have thought of that. To get some attention.
Is that basically what it's about?
I think he did a great job. And the reason I think he did a great job is because this is one of those wonderful countries where you really can say what you feel. It's going to hurt them in the long run, but the fact that you're allowed to say it and not worry about the government coming and putting a bag over your face, at least not while you're here on the American soil, and snatching you out for going against something. I'm saying something, but he didn't go against the government. That was the whole deal that people are not getting. He didn't go against the flag. He's using the flag to pay attention and shine light somewhere else. He's using the flag. He's not degrading the flag. He's using it to stand up for justice. People are not listening because they already have set in their mind what they think about it.
That's yeah. I will agree with you. I agree with you that, and in the argument that you hear from a lot of people is, well, I defend his right to do it. I just disagree. I would have rather him have just... We hold the military so near and dear, and I know it has nothing to do with that, but when you use the national anthem, those are the people who get offended by it. I think he could have gone about it a better way. I do think that other players are piggybacking on now just for the attention.
That's a wonderful thing, though. That's why you do it. It's to build steam, to build that with other people paying attention. But I'm going to say, I think he did it the most. And you said he could have done it another way. He couldn't have. You can't not salute the flag another way. That right there is that they stop the game and they make you pay attention to it. So, and they hopefully in the first game, they got the jets flying over when a certain time so they can make sure they pay the military. There's a lot going on in that minute, a minute and 27 seconds. And I think it's important that he made that point so we can see it, because he's not talking to you and I. He's talking to the people behind us that are going to make the decision. You and I are already passed. Like my daughter said, anybody over 40 shouldn't really vote. And at first I was like, what, are you kidding me? She's 100% right. Not our country anymore. It's theirs.
Yeah, because
certain things need to change. It has to change. And I'm telling you, it has to change. And I'm 52 years old, and it has to change.
Who will you vote for?
Who would I vote for?
Who will you vote for in the upcoming presidential election?
Oh, man, I'm voting for Obama.
It's not going to work. Yeah, there's a law against it.
Is the law against it?
Yeah,
he only can change laws, right?
You can vote for him, but he ain't allowed to stay there.
But there you go. You didn't ask me who I wanted to be president.
That's
yes,
true.
Who was I vote?
That's true. He didn't answer the question. Answer this question: who is the better player?
I was voting for Bernie Sanders, but Bernie decided to not let them let him be president.
I think it was his decision.
It was Al Gore's decision. Remember, Al Gore could have said, hey, we need a recount.
Yeah.
Al Gore said,
he gave up.
Hey, I realize what the deal is. Y'all don't want me to be president. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and try to save the world another way.
Yeah.
For myself. I love Al Gore.
This is John Sally joining us on the program. Answer this question, John Sally. Better basketball player, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
When? Today?
In 20 LeBron years from now.
Michael Jordan.
Wait, I'm sorry. I was talking over you. Please say that again so Galvin can hear you.
Today, as we speak, LeBron James is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan.
Well, you mean because Michael Jordan is 50?
You can't compare him. It's like trying to compare Michael Jordan to Jerry West.
Right.
You can't do it.
Right. I agree.
You can't do it because in the time that they played, that was it. You can't do it any other time. When people try that, just put it this way. LeBron is 6'11", 255 pounds. Michael Jordan is 6'5", 6'6", on a good day, 215 pounds.
Yeah. It's a different animal.
When you were allowed to put your hands on people with a hand check and the whole league was able to bang in and run you over, the different mentality. But right now, I say LeBron James is a better basketball player.
Interesting. We've seen people fist fight over the argument.
Huh?
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Did you hang up on him because he said LeBron James is a better basketball player?
I don't
want
to talk to him anymore. That's ridiculous. I hung up on him.
I don't know what happened, but he dropped off the call.
Yeah,
after he made the statement that LeBron is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, today. That's today. Totally not true. I think he was eating and maybe his cheek hit the button or something.
But I understand his point, and it's kind of what we said earlier.
Right.
Is that in this
if
landscape?
If you took LeBron from today and put him during Jordan's era and put him in there, it would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if you took Jordan from his day and put him now, he'd still be a great player. He wouldn't be as great. He wouldn't be at that elevated level that I was talking about.
Well, I understand his point about the Colin Kaepernick thing, too. I know that the attention and bringing the attention to it and stuff, still think it's disrespectful to the folks who died. You don't do it during... You just have to have the utmost respect for your country, and the symbol of that is the flag and the Star Spangled Banner, and for you to sit out the whole football game. Stay home and say, I don't want to play until there's justice for...
There you go.
Until there's justice for African-Americans or whatever he's fighting for.
And give all your money to the cause. And
remove 911 from your phone. You're not allowed to ever use the police, whether you need them or not.
Yep.
And really take a stand.
And you don't get to go to any 4th of July celebrations.
No fireworks for you,
no.
Colin Kaepernick.
Uh-uh.
Well, there you go. John Talley, the time that we had him, he was a good guest.
Yep.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.